Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Yes, it is Monday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is now officially Malcolm Ballinger's theme song for Ballinger Publishing, and he's in the studio. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. It would not be Monday without the mamas and papas.
Hey, Monday. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. It brings pep into
your step. Pep into
pep
your step?
Into your step, yes.
Okay, no more coffee for you.
Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I had. I went to a couple of Friendsgivings. Which is a wonderful thing because his friends all bring potluck. Everybody brings their family dishes and things like that. Mm-hmm. However, it was not good for the scale on this Monday. Just saying. There was a cute meme out this past week. You know how in daylight savings time, they have the thing, set your clock back.
Fall back?
Yep.
Fall back,
spring forward.
Spring forward, yes.
This one said, set your scale back 10 pounds this week. So you can be in denial until Christmas.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, had a very quiet one in many respects. We went to Jackson's.
Oh, that's right. You told me you were going. How was that?
Oh, it was incredible.
No cleaning, no cooking.
I didn't have to do the dishes. I paid the bill, so I didn't have to do the dishes. It was wonderful. I've been there for Thanksgiving and Christmas, off and on now, for probably the last, several years. And it's always good. And
what a treat, just to treat yourself, because the food there is fantastic.
Yeah, I intend a glass of wine and then dessert. Wonderful, like caramel apple dessert with lots of ice cream.
Caramel apple something?
Yeah, something. It just tasted really good. And
did you have turkey or did you have something
else? Oh, yes, I had turkey, of course.
So you had the whole, like they do a holiday dinner kind of thing.
Yeah, they do a special holiday dish.
Gotcha.
Menu. It was really good. And as always, the service was incredible. Our server, Hannah, was peppy, which is good.
That's always good.
Yeah, I mean, she's having to work on Thanksgiving, but she's still peppy.
That's nice.
But they're good friends at Jackson's. And they did a wonderful job. Really enjoyed it.
Good. That's good to hear.
And then.
Ah, yes. And?
On Saturday, I went to the hockey game.
That's right. How was it? You sat next to a couple of our listeners, didn't you?
Yes, yes. John and his son, Ethan.
Oh, how fun.
And they had a great time. They really got into it. You know, I stamped the floor a little and did the wave and things. You know, you get into it.
I would like to.
You need to do it to keep warm.
I want a picture of that. That's worth the ticket price right there. See Malcolm dancing in the aisles.
And Ethan was, he was catching those rubber balls they throw all over the place.
Oh, good for him.
Because he said he's 6'4".
What?
I think he's about 7'6", actually. So he sort of had an advantage over everybody.
For sure.
But had a great time, and it was a great game.
Did they win?
Well, I left with about 10 minutes to go, and they were 3-2 ahead.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they hung on or not. I had a 7 a.m. tea time in the morning, so I needed to get home and
rest up.
Rest up, yeah.
I would imagine it was a little chilly at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Or that was Sunday morning, I guess.
Sunday morning. Yes, it was just a little chilly. But about 9 o'clock, it started to warm up. And by midday, it was just absolutely beautiful.
It was pretty Sunday. It really was.
Incredible.
Just clear, crisp air that you get in the fall without the humidity.
Yes. I often say to people, if you've ever been to New England in the fall, it's like a New England fall day. Clear blue sky, not a cloud in the sky, no humidity. Little nip in the air, but the sun sort of keeps you warm. They're just beautiful days, and we don't get enough of them.
And that gives you the opportunity to wear your golf sweater.
Yes, or two.
You're right. Yeah. Wear that golf sweater. So how'd you do?
Okay. My golf game's not super good. I'm afraid I have a little bit of a problem with concentration. I don't focus on the game too much.
Shocker.
I've tried to do that. Thank you.
When we get to a certain age, we have trouble focusing on anything, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of comes and goes every once in a while.
Your mind sort of wanders to things.
Like, who are you again?
What day is it anyway?
Yes, exactly. Monday. It's
things
Monday.
Like, what am I going to have for lunch when I get home? You know, those kind of important things.
Of course.
But had a wonderful round of golf. But I thoroughly enjoyed the hockey game. I must go to more games.
Oh, it's so much fun. They do a great job for the kids and having things going on in addition to the game. And it's just so entertaining.
Well, you bring up a great point because I was going to mention that the thing that I thought was really gratifying was I saw lots and lots of families.
Yes.
Young kids.
Yes.
I think it was $5 ticket night. So
that's great. Yeah.
So the whole family could enjoy it. And little boys and girls, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old with their hockey shirts on. And then, of course, when the Ice Flyers scored, they were dancing having a rare old time.
That's great.
It's good to see. I really, you know, as you get older, you like to see kids getting into things.
And having a good time.
Having a good time, yeah.
Good old-fashioned fun.
Yes.
You know, just and having a good time.
Not on their darn phones.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. Mm. So you know who else does a good job with that is the Blue Wahoos.
Yes.
You know, it's so great that we have these sports teams in our town that really do cater to families. They try to make it family friendly. They have entertainment. They have things for the kids to do, chasing the roach in the middle center field at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. And I know they do things, too, over at the Ice Flyers.
Well, one of the great things was I suppose there must be volunteers.
Sure.
Young people. They put on this like plastic balloon around them. Huge one. But, of course, their legs are free. And I assume they can breathe somewhere through it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But they play football.
Oh.
Soccer.
Oh, that's okay.
The term right. And it gets pretty physical because the object of the exercise is to score a goal, obviously. But if anybody gets in the way, you just knock them and they're obviously, they fall down and bounce.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Not hurt.
No. It's the visual.
Yeah. So, it was fun.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we're going to take a little break right now at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest edition of Downtown Crowd from Ballinger Publishing and about celebrating the season here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Malcolm, just text it on in or call us at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola invites you to their annual holiday open house, Saturday, December 7th from 11 until 1. Enjoy refreshments, door prizes, and machine demonstrations. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, featuring Bernina, Baby Lock, Dookie, and Handy Quilter machines. Don't buy online. Shop with Daryl's and get knowledge access, machine service options, and machine instructions. Don't forget, the Holiday Open House is this Saturday from 11 until 1. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger this morning. So we've been talking about the weekend and the ice flyers.
Well, talking about the weekend.
Yes.
I didn't see any Georgia flags flying high out in the parking lot.
So. Oh, yes. Well, I'm still recovering, quite frankly. I didn't have the energy to put any flags in the car after eight overtimes Friday night.
is that a record? Eight overtimes?
Actually, the record was nine.
Oh.
In the entire history of college football, the record was nine. So eight was pretty darn close and just unbelievable.
If you want to put a positive spin on it, they were just making sure the fans got their money's worth.
Oh, I think they got their money's worth. Well, actually, we were behind. We were losing. There was only 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I think it was 27-13. Mm-hmm. People were leaving because they just thought we'd lost the game.
Yeah.
And they came back with like 2 minutes, got another score, tied it up, and then we were off to the races into overtime. It was wild. As I was ready to go to bed. Then that was it. So very exciting games this weekend.
Yes, not to digress too much. I did watch the game last night, a little bit of the game last night, because I wanted to see football played in 3 feet of snow.
Oh, of course.
That was interesting.
That's always fun. Yes,
yeah,
that's always fun.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of fun, we've got a couple minutes here.
Right.
We're going to get back on topic, and because we were talking about the Ice Flyers, I understand you have some Ice Flyers tickets to give away this week.
I have four tickets for Friday night's game.
Excellent. So that's Friday. Let me check the date here. Friday the 6th?
I think it's the 6th.
The 6th. Okay.
Yes.
And that game starts at what time? Typically.
I believe it's 7:05.
7:05. Okay.
Or maybe 7:35.
All right. Four tickets for this Friday,
four
December
tickets.
6th.
Okay. I always say my tickets. Mm-hmm. Just ask John and Ethan. They'll tell you how good those tickets are.
Okay. So what do we have to do to win those tickets?
What you have to do is text.
Okay. 850-437-1620.
Good.
And what's
up.
The question?
Well, you have to text your name.
Mm-hmm.
And email address.
And a phone number.
Because I don't need the phone number.
We do.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yes.
You. We.
Name, phone number, email address, and birthday.
And I will email the tickets to you.
Because okay.
They're all digital now.
All right.
So we need to know, we need a question, don't we?
We do need a question.
We need a very difficult question.
Extremely difficult.
Yes.
No, not for Monday morning. not too difficult.
Okay.
All right. It's up to you, Malcolm.
Now I'm on the spot. I can't think of a difficult question.
Well, then we'll have to go to the easier question.
What is the easy question? We need to make it an Ice Flyers.
Okay.
An Ice Flyers. Here's a really difficult one.
Okay.
How many periods are there in a hockey game?
Oh, okay. So that's the question. How many periods are there in a hockey game?
Yes.
For the Ice Flyers?
Yes. For any hockey game,
okay.
To that matter.
850-437-1620. Text in your answer as well as including your name and email address and phone number.
The first one to respond wins four tickets.
Okay, first one to
Friday
respond.
Night's game.
All right, we'll be watching that here as they come rolling in. I can see folks are already sending in their texts. And in the meantime, we've got a little bit to talk about here about celebrating the season coming up, all this great information that's in Downtown Crowd.
Yes. It is now out on the in distribution. It came over the weekend, and I don't have any paper copies because they go to my distribution person who hadn't delivered them to me this morning. So it gives us the opportunity, gives us the opportunity to go online, which I have in front of me.
Which is great.
We really don't talk enough about all of the publications that are online.
Well, what's cool about the online page, because I'm looking at it right now, is that you can actually, technology is amazing to me. Mm. You can actually go online, pull up Downtown Crowd, and then it has it set up. So it's as if you're flipping the pages as if it was right there on your coffee table.
Yes.
It's the neatest thing.
So I love that.
You just go from one page to the next.
Yeah.
And then if you like something, you can click on that and then enlarge it to see even, you know, even closer, like dates and times and things like that.
Yes.
All right, we have a winner.
We do?
I believe we have a winner, but I am not a hockey person. So is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
She says holding fingers up to me. Fortunately, three fingers.
Three fingers. I'm not a hockey person. But apparently, Vicky Perkins is a hockey person. So, Vicky, congratulations. She put three. She's given us all the information that we need. And so, Vicky, Malcolm will be emailing those tickets to you, four tickets to the Ice Flyers this Friday night.
Congratulations,
good for you. Congratulations,
Vicky. Remember, all I ask is you have a good time, you stamp your feet, you scream, you shout, you cheer on the Ice Flyers. Let all of that pre-Christmas frustration or post-Thanksgiving frustration out. Just have a good time.
And
that's
take
all
some
we
pictures.
Ask.
Send us the pictures.
Well, yeah, that would be great.
Because last time we got a cute, really cute picture of a family that was there.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice to get a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, Vicky, so we're going to count on you to send pictures. And we had a bunch of folks this morning that texted in. So thank you so much for listening and texting in this morning to the Pep Talk Pensacola's Expert Panel. All right, so we're going to come back here in just a minute, and we'll be talking about celebrating the season, a bunch of the events that are coming up here in Pensacola. So we'll be back after the break. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for Mr. Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. And this is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back right after the break.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duquette with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, on a Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger. So we did have a winner, so just want to congratulate Vicki Perkins again. Thanks for texting in. She won 4 tickets to this Friday night's Ice Flyers game. Compliments of Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. So let's just say someone's new to the area, Malcolm. They've never heard of you before, never heard of Ballinger Publishing. So you don't have a magazine that says Ballinger Magazine, right?
No.
Tell us what all the different publications are.
Yes, sure.
Because I think that's important that people understand you have a huge impact on this community. You cover so many different areas and aspects of who we are here in Pensacola.
We have, well, I guess our flagship publication is, of course, Pensacola Magazine. That has been around for, well, a long, long time, 40 years.
Wow.
Over 40 years. And it covers lifestyle, arts, culture in the downtown area. And we're very proud of that. Again, it's our flagship publication. Very proud of it because...
And it's a magazine. It's not a newspaper. It's an actual magazine. It's very glossy. It's beautifully done.
Yes.
Usually a really good cover photos.
Yes, and I have a staff that spends a lot of time. They are full-time staff. I think one of the things that separates our publication is that we have full-time graphics and editorial staff that are part of the community. They work on community matters every day, converse with people in the community, have a great feeling for what's happening in the community, particularly in the arts and culture, but also business, because there is a business section, business climate. Then we do, lots of publications, including a seniors publication, of course, Downtown Crowd. And we do a weekly, Summation Weekly it's called, which is legal notices, but also lots and lots of community news. We have a Tallahassee section.
Mm-hmm.
So that one of the, I think, the needs in this community is to know more about what's happening in Tallahassee. We don't get that sort of news locally normally. But we have a full page dedicated to, and sometimes 2 pages dedicated to, stories coming from Tallahassee.
So it's not just one publication. Ballinger Publishing is responsible for several publications.
The Ballinger Empire stretches very far.
There you go. Does that make you an emperor? That's kind of a scary thought for me.
Well, I'd like to be.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest issue of Downtown Crowd with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the news.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Republicans think President Biden went too far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Not only did he pardon his son Hunter, which the president said over and over he would not do, it's full and unconditional, covering more than just the felony gun conviction and tax evasion he pleaded guilty to.
It's any crime he committed whatsoever for 11 years, which raises the question, what crimes does Joe Biden think his son has been committing for the last decade plus?
GOP Senator Tom Cotton also tells Fox.
It also raised the question of whether Joe Biden is going to pardon his brother as well, who was up to his neck in the Biden family influence peddling operation.
House Republicans have been investigating Biden family business dealings in an impeachment inquiry, also probing if the president was involved. President Biden's left all the controversy behind. He's on a 3-day trip to Angola and Africa. Before leaving, he put out a statement saying Hunter was singled out and selectively prosecuted. President-elect Trump calls the pardon a miscarriage of justice. Now, he also believes he's been singled out with prosecution, so the president-elect is planning to overhaul the Justice Department. His nominee for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is supposed to meet today with Republican senators.
Bondi has been serving as Florida's Attorney General. She has repeatedly sued the Biden administration over its open border policies. She's been a longtime Trump loyalist.
Fox's Bill Malugia near the Trump estate in West Palm Beach, Florida, also reports Trump has a nominee to take over as FBI director.
Here's where things get tricky. The current FBI director, Christopher Wray, is in the middle of his 10-year term, which doesn't expire expire until 2027. So if Trump wants Kash Patel to be his FBI director, not only does Patel have to be confirmed by the Senate, it looks like Trump is going to have to fire Christopher Wray.
A record number of Americans went through airports yesterday going home after Thanksgiving. The TSA reports 3.09 million passenger screenings, more than the record set July 7th. And today, Americans are expected to set an online shopping record on this Cyber Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. It is a sunny morning, but a cold morning as well. Here in Pensacola, we've got 47 degrees right now. Peanut processor Coastal Growers in Atmore has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They reportedly owe between $100 and $500 million to creditors. The processor opened in 2022 with investments from many peanut farmers here in our area.
It has been terrible. Honestly, for the farmers, it's put a lot of really good farmers in a really bad financial position.
That is Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms and Jay, and he says many area farmers have lost sizable investments into that facility at a time when they couldn't afford to lose any more money due to the state of agriculture. The facility is in the Atmore Industrial Park. It opened as a co-op of around 200 farmers in Alabama and Florida. Well, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is still working to identify a suspect after a shooting during a wild bonfire over the weekend on Sid Hayes Road. There were about 150 people, and according to Sheriff Bob Johnson, a lot of alcohol at that party on Saturday when somebody pulled a gun and shot at another person.
He was shot in the chest, but yeah, he had good vitals when they lifted it off with the helo, and yeah, he's supposedly going to be fine.
Johnson says nobody at the party would talk to investigators. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers.
It is a very chilly start to the day with temperatures in the 30s, warming up as you head into the afternoon, high near 64 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, dropping back into the 30s, 39 degrees as you wake up Tuesday morning. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 57, and Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 42. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's cold and sunny. Right now we've got 50 degrees in Pensacola. 50 in Gulf Breeze, 52 in Milton. Our next news at 10:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stephen Schmidt is here, and of course many of you know that he is also here representing Georgetown Technical College.
Georgetown Technical College over there on Longleaf Drive.
Pep Talk, mornings after Andrew McKay.
It's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. We got Elton Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. It's perfect intro, you know?
Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at
855-437-1620. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger on Monday. Here we are.
Another dose of the Mamas and Papas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Getting fancy around here.
Yeah. You're beginning to learn how to use that.
Sort of.
There's
thing.
Still a few. Yes.
There's still a few pauses.
Yeah, just don't keep pressing buttons.
Correct. I just keep pressing the buttons. Hopefully one of them is the right one. Okay, so.
I have a present for you for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm going to get you this for Christmas.
Uh-oh. Now I'm afraid. Very afraid. What is it?
If you go to page 17 of Downtown Crowd.
Okay, let me pull it up here.
We're online, by the way.
Okay. So how do you get to this page? What's your website?
It is BallingerPublishing.com or DowntownCrowd.com.
Okay. All right. So you're with us now. So if you've got your phone or your laptop, you can join in with us as we look at these pages.
You can click on the cover there.
Okay.
Is that what you... I don't know what you call it. I'm sure there's a technical term. But anyway, you click on the page.
Well, it's like clicking on the mag. It's like clicking on the magazine is what it looks like. Yeah. And so then you just keep clicking. It has little arrows, and you click on the arrows.
The technical term is page flipper, I think.
Okay.
And keep clicking.
If you say so.
Keep clicking until you get to page 17.
Okay. And it looks like stocking stuffers.
Local stuffing.
Ooh. No,
wait a minute. Local stocking stuffers. That's a hard one to say.
I think we both need more coffee this morning.
Yes. If you look at item number 10.
Okay, item number 10. Let me see. I got to get it. Oop, I went to the wrong page.
It's called...
Oh, that's not very nice, Malcolm.
Lump of coal.
That's not very
well,
nice.
Well, I think...
you're going to get that... You're going to give me a lump of coal for
Christmas?
Well,
I thought it'd be a great gag gift. Not just... Serious, of course, I would never give you coal seriously, but in a lighthearted fashion, just as a gag.
Well, see, what I want is when the coal turns into diamonds. Okay, so let's just clarify.
I think you'll have to wait several million years.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Ye of little faith. Wow, but there are some... Okay, so... But lump of coal's, again, I think it's a great gag gift,
don't you?
Yes, of course. I could give that to my nephews and they would love it. They would think that was hilarious.
Yes.
But there's other things, too, that are a little bit, you know, nicer gifts that you could go and they're actually from local stores, correct?
Yes, these are all from local stores. By the way, the lump of coal is from Russet Arrow Mercantile.
Oh, okay. Very cute. It looks like a big lump of coal, but it's got lump of coal on it, and it's wrapped up, and you could put it in a stocking.
I'm not sure if it is actually coal. Well,
I don't know.
I guess the thought's there.
I like the coffee mug. I think it's number...
Number nine.
Number nine.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Pensacola Beach. I have a personal fondness for Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, and that's
with the pier and the beach ball.
Yeah, from Inner Light.
Inner Light. Okay, great. Yeah.
These are all sort of Pensacola themed. The mug, of course, is Pensacola.
And some artsy kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
I like these.
And there's one here. I'm not sure. Well, let's see. What is that? Number 12. Let me see what number 12 is. It is a ceramic car coaster.
Oh, those are great.
So what
to put in your cup holder.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes when you put a drink in the cup holder, it gets all like moist.
Well, I always put Kleenex in there to soak up any of the...
Well, see, now I know what to get you.
This would be perfect.
Okay. Well, if you're a very good boy.
Aren't I always?
So if we flip over to the next two pages, it has holiday markets and shopping events. And this is key for this time of year, for sure. In fact, coming up, it looks like, oh, gosh, December 3rd. That is tomorrow. We have the East Hill Makers Market.
Yes.
So that'll be great. Because I love going to markets and finding gifts there. And then we have the Hatchmark Studio Hatch Market, which is on the 5th. And then on the 7th, we have the Gulf Breeze Jolly Holiday Market. So my understanding is that Gulf Breeze is not having a parade this year, but in its place, they're going to have this Jolly Holiday Market. It's going to be Christmas shopping, and they're going to have all kinds of local vendors there. Mm-hmm. And it is sponsored and hosted by the City of Gulf Breeze Parks and Recreation Department. And that's going to be on Saturday the 7th from 9 to 2 over at Shoreline Drive in Gulf Breeze. So some great holiday markets you can take advantage of. And, of course, all of our different vendors and stores are having specials right now, especially when you go downtown and can shop around there. Let's see if we've got anything else going on this weekend.
There's, I was
Oh, the holiday market at Community Maritime Park is also going on this Saturday. That will be Christmas shopping from, it looks like, 10 to 5 all day. And they will also have vendors out there. So the entry is $5, and kids under 12 are admitted for free. And it is at the Community Maritime Park downtown. They have craft vendors, local food trucks, a bounce house for the kids. Sounds like a lot of fun. And then it looks like on December 8th, Holidays at the House, the Ronald McDonald House, is hosting a Northwest Florida is also going to have an event on that day on, looks like on Sunday the 8th.
Mm-hmm. And Downtown Improvement Board is giving away $1,000, I think it's gift certificate.
Oh, that's pretty, that's timely.
And that, I think you have to keep your receipts when you shop downtown, and they go into a drawing. Oh. And you could win $1,000.
So we have the, that's a great thing.
Mm.
Okay, and where is that?
That's in the downtown area.
Okay.
It's annual All I Want $1,000 gift card giveaway again this holiday season.
Great.
So daily prizes will also be offered for several lucky people.
That sounds great. And then we have the Palafox Holiday Market. That's going to be every Wednesday in December on Palafox Street. And today, the gift market at Alyssa's Antique Depot. Looks like today, the 14th and the 21st. Oh, I'm sorry, December 7th, the 14th and 21st. I misread
that. That would be Saturday.
That'd be Saturday. On the next three Saturdays, they'll have that event. So there's no excuse. You've got lots of ways to do your shopping this season. So many opportunities here in Pensacola. And we were talking today, is Cyber Monday, Malcolm? I didn't know if you knew that, the online shopping day.
Yes, I did. I did take a quick look on Amazon, but I didn't see anything that I especially wanted to, couldn't live without.
Well, we were talking about that this morning, and I tend to use the online for things I can't find locally. I would so much rather support a local artist or someone, a mom and pop that's got their own store. We have so many amazing boutiques downtown and shops, and we have these markets. I would so much rather support a local organization, and especially when you have someone like Art Gateway when they do the wreaths, and then that money goes to help the services of a nonprofit. There's a lot of that going on, angel trees, those kinds of things. But if you can find someone local to support, I do believe that is, for me, more in the spirit of giving and supporting our local community.
There is a lot of need in the community.
No question.
And my Rotary, Five Flags Rotary, is doing a fundraiser, a little fundraiser internally for Community Cares at Christmas. Oh, make a donation.
Amazing organization from Channel 3.
Yes. And we should always remember that no matter how, some days we feel like, well, life's not so good, life can't get any worse, then just remember that there are so many people that are in so much less fortunate. And then you feel pretty good and realize your life is not so bad after all.
True.
Yes.
All right, so we are coming up on
that's
a break.
A down
here.
And note. That really killed the mood.
No, I just had a moment. I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger and ways that you can celebrate the season and also help out those who are in need this season. Our number here is 850-437-1620 if you have a question for us. And we will be back here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3 right after the break.
All you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best forehead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
So
this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert in the house this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So, Malcolm, we are shifting gears here. Now, we were just talking about coal, putting coal in stockings. So, Michael Taylor, I'm putting his name out there because I don't want to get in trouble for this.
We'll blame him.
We're going to blame you, Michael, but I think this is hilariously funny. Here you go. So, he said, don't feel bad about the lump of coal diamond deal. He says, I hit the Polish lottery for $1 million, $1 a year for 1 million years. That was good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That'd be my luck, right?
Yeah.
Dollar a year for 1 million years. Okay, so we've been talking about gifts. We've talked about some of the markets, but there's also a lot of things happening coming up for celebrating the season.
Well, I think it's a good time to say that, and you mentioned it about local arts and culture and supporting local businesses, but also it's a good time to support your local arts or cultural foundations. For instance, of course, the obvious ones are the symphony.
Absolutely.
And the children's chorus and PLT mm-hmm. and the ballet all do a wonderful job this time of year. Put a lot of work into the, for instance, the Nutcracker, I know.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Pensacola Ballet is so professional. Yes. And if you've never seen ballet before in your life, this is the ballet to see as a first time, especially for young children, because they have just so many aspects of it. And it's just beautiful.
And the children's chorus, Ballinger Publishing sponsors. So we get a mention in the show. They have, you know, a cute little boy or girl come out with a sign and say,
right.
Ballinger Publishing is your local. So it's aww, just really cute.
Which is great. Is that this weekend or next weekend?
I think it's you know, I should look. I have tickets and intend to go. I should look.
Well, coming up now, we've got, if you go into, let's see, we're looking on page 12 and 13 mm-hmm. now for the downtown crowd. And you can go on ballingerpublishing.com or you can actually go to downtowncrowd.com. And so a lot of events that are put on by our local chambers of commerce and cities. So coming up, it looks like we've got, I can't believe it's already coming up this quickly. But hang on a minute, I'm trying to pull this up.
While you do that, I should just mention, I've mentioned it several times before, but the New Year's Eve show at the Symphony is incredibly good. I really highly recommend it. You will not be disappointed.
You said that you go to that every year, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
But it's not on. It's not at midnight. It's actually a little earlier, right?
No, actually, it starts, I think, is it 7 or 7:30? But we're out of there by 9:30 and gives you lots of time to go on to a New Year's party or go home before the craziness starts, whatever is your choice.
Or go out to Pensacola Beach
or
and
go
see
out
the
to
fireworks at midnight, which is the largest, by the way, largest fireworks show on the Gulf Coast from here all the way to Apalachicola. It's the largest show and the longest, and it's going to be spectacular this year, and it is being put on this year by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce with the funding of the local Tourist Development Council and your TDT dollars that have been part of that, and they got a grant to really go all out this year. So it's going to be a fantastic fireworks show.
That would cap off the evening.
Absolutely.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Seeing the new year. They start, I take it, at midnight?
Starts right at midnight for the countdown.
Oh, okay. Great.
Now, they talked about bringing the pelican back. I don't know if you heard about that. There was some discussion about that.
Yeah.
But then it was decided that they couldn't bring the pelican back for downtown. And so they were setting aside some funding for that. And I said, you know, if you need someone to, I think it was $50,000 they were going to set aside. I said, well, I can jump off the Pensacola beach ball in a pelican suit for $50,000. I'd be happy to. I don't know. They didn't take my offer.
No, I wonder why.
So they didn't bite. But we have so much going on. And we've got the, we have a really great lighted boat parade on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, yes.
And I'm looking up.
I've never been to that. I should make a note to do that.
It is so fantastic, and I want to make sure I get the right times here. Because I'm looking this up very quickly.
By the way, the PLT is doing a Christmas story.
Yes.
December, let me just enlarge my little mobile phone here. The 13th and through the 15th, the 19th through the 22nd. Christmas story.
And they've got a great cast for that show, and it's just going to be wonderful.
That wouldn't include you, would it? Are you?
No, I'm not in that one.
Oh,
but
okay.
Thank you. I love Pensacola Little Theater, that's for sure.
And they have a picture of an illustration of the famous leg light that was in the window in the movie.
Yes, I actually have one of those.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Prominently displayed, no doubt.
I put it in the window every year. It does get commentary. Someone gave it to me as a gift. It's one of my favorite movies, and someone gave it to me one Christmas as a gift. It's sort of a mini version. It's not a great big one.
Oh.
It didn't come in a big crate or anything like that. Mm. But so I'm looking at the calendar here. So you have the Winterfest with Grinch's Merry Match. That's going to be happening December 6th, which is Friday. And, of course, Pensacola Winterfest. And I'm looking at the Winterfest Great Christmas Tree Heist. That's going to be on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of non-Christmassy, but going on out. You've got the Women's Soccer Championship, which is this weekend, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
So that's going to be happening.
And by the way, many people have probably already been downtown and seen the Christmas lights. But they are
so beautiful.
Spectacular.
They really are. They've done a great job.
If you're not in the Christmas mode yet, go downtown. You very quickly will be.
And this Friday is the Lighted Boat Parade and fireworks cruise. They're going to have fireworks. This will be in the Sound on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And just get out there. And I think they've got a record number of boats participating. I don't know if you've ever seen the sailboats once they're all decorated.
I haven't.
They look like Christmas trees.
Oh.
They're beautiful. So the Pensacola Beach Chamber is putting that on, along with Bamboo Willys is providing the fireworks.
And what date is that?
This Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
This Friday. And then,
at what time?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And I should know this.
I imagine after dark.
Yeah, well, it's right after dark, yes. So, and then afterwards, you can meet Santa on the boardwalk. The kids can meet Santa because he'll be on the lead parade. And then Sunday is the Pensacola Beach Surf and Santa Christmas Parade. All right, we got to take a little break here. So we'll be right back on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back right after the break.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson's Steakhouse and Angelina's. Deck the halls at Jackson's, New Year's Eve, and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event?
Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the pardon by President Biden of his son Hunter after having promised so many times he wouldn't do that. Talked about all of the fights in college football over the weekend. Not a great look for the sport. And with the horrible story about the bankruptcy of Coastal Growers, the peanut processing co-op, Ryan Jenkins told us how this is affecting local farmers. This is a really bad story for local farmers at an already difficult time. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger has joined us this morning. We were just talking about this Friday is the Lighted Boat Parade on Pensacola Beach. And I just wanted to double check the time. It is at 6:30. So what you can do is they line up in Little Sabine at around 5. So Shaggy's has a wonderful event with Santa for the kids. So give them a call and talk to them about if you want to come, and they decorate cookies and they have
You can make a reservation.
Yes, you can go and talk to them about that. And then they load everybody up onto the boat. All the boats line up in Little Sabine, and then they kind of go big circle underneath the Pensacola Beach Bridge and then come back around the Sound. So anywhere from Grand Marlin all the way along the Sound there and the boardwalk. You can see the parade. Then they land right by the seashell, and that's where Santa is on his will come and sit on his sleigh, and then you can get pictures there, and then they'll have fireworks that are provided by Bamboo Willies. I just wanted to get everything in there because it's a great event.
So the Elks Lodge there would be a great place to watch.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Great place to park.
Yeah.
And the Chamber sponsors this event, and they do prizes for the best decorated, most spirited awards. So it really is a great community event. So many of our local charters and fishing folks and our dolphin cruises, they all participate.
Oh, wow.
Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruise with Stephen D. Holcomb. They lead the parade every year now, and they also have Santa on board, the first boat.
Well, that Santa is busy this year.
Yes, he is. And then Sunday, he's going to be at the Surfing Santa Beach Parade.
Wow.
Which is also the big Pensacola Beach Parade.
Does he travel back to the North Pole between events or stay over for the weekend?
Well, see, I think Santa's magical.
Oh.
You see, so I believe that it's not this. He doesn't follow the same timelines that we do. Because I was told when I was little that Santa can be in one place and then immediately be in another place because he's the magic.
And you believed it?
I still do. What are you talking about?
Oh, so yeah, of course. Yes. Of course he's right.
It's magical.
It's magical.
Magic. It's Christmas time. Don't go there. I'm telling you, I have certain beliefs and I'm not willing to compromise. He's the ho 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 guy. He's the guy that brings spirit and good cheer to all of us, children, old and not old, and young at heart. He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
For the first time in a long time, I'm kind of stuck for words.
Wow.
you just did it.
I get an award for that? Maybe you get a lump of coal.
Yeah, maybe I get a lump
of
coal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking with Malcolm Ballinger. If you want to know what's going on in the community, you can always rely on his publications, in particular, Downtown Crowd. Just came out.
Yes.
So it's got all of the things we've been talking about for
and
you.
And again, it is time for you to go downtown, enjoy the lights, eat,
be merry, have a great time. It's the holidays.
And Santa may appear, who knows, magically.
Well, you know the thing, he does this little thing, his finger by the nose.
Oh.
Remember from the, Twas the Night Before Christmas, and goes up the chimney?
If you wish hard enough, Santa will come?
Yes.
Okay, try it.
All right, you've been listening to Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing, and we'll be back after the news.